Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians with an off day yesterday, now in Houston to start a big weekend series. And Tito, you had some comments after the ball game on Wednesday, which seems like a week ago, and that you felt like you needed you and Mickey to talk to your pitchers, especially the rotation. Is that something you will do this weekend? And other than say, hey, guys, you have to pitch better, what do you talk about, Tito?
Well, and that's why, because everybody knows that, you know, we've been wildly inconsistent the first 40 games. You know, our starters know how much we rely on them. You know, we put a pretty big burden on them, and they know it, and I think they like it. And we've had inconsistencies there too. So it's not to point fingers. It's just to sit down with all five of them, hey, how can we do better? And by we, I mean we, not just them. It's all of us. And sometimes to do it together and let guys talk, even if you come out of there with one good thing, It was worth it. And then we'll probably follow that up with talking to the entire team just about how we feel about the game. Just a reminder. I know that we haven't hit and pitched like we want, and that'll change. But in the meantime, I want to make sure that we continue to remember who we are and what we're about.
And you're not a big meetings guy. I know you've talked about, hey, you know, you can have 100 meetings and pretty soon you have no impact. So for you, it must mean something to have one.
Well, and you know what? You're right. Because when I was a younger manager, I would have a meeting where, in fact, I remember right here when this ballpark first opened, I had a meeting with the Phillies. Nobody knew what I said. I got so upset, I got so wound up, and when it was over, Millsy came in. I go, Millsy, what did I say? He goes, nobody knows. And so what that does is it what you're doing is you're blowing off stress, which the only person that helps is you. That's no good. So tried to learn as I go to be a little bit selective, but to tell the guys how we feel. Don't get so mad that all you want to do is yell. I don't feel like that. I just want to say a couple things to them because they know how we feel about stuff. Just sometimes reminders, I think, can be okay.
It really seems like for you, and I think all of us would agree, one of your huge strengths is communication. That's really important in this game, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I hope, because sometimes I probably walk a line of, you know, I trust the guy so much, but there's a difference. It doesn't mean I don't trust him. Just think, you know, you have a responsibility sometimes just to remind guys or to know how to do it. And until I know what I want to say and how I want to say it, I probably hold off because it's how much I value, you know, I don't want to just talk to talk in front of those guys. I value their time and I respect them. And I want it, when I say something, I want it to have meaning.
Terry, what does it mean? I mean, we see this club go out there and just strike out a multitude of hitters. Probably, well, you have been striking out more people per game than any other team in the game. And yet, is it a case where you make a mistake? It's just one of those streaks where it's always getting hit? Or are you making too many mistakes?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. I don't think it's ever one thing. For each pitcher, each game, it might be a little different. I do know that when you're inconsistent in this game, it'll find a way to kind of bite you. And that's what we've been having. You know, a couple of our guys, like their ERAs don't match, you know, strikeouts, hits per inning. And we've been throwing, as a starting staff, way too many pitches. I think that's part of the reason. You're giving major league hitters a look at all your stuff. Then you get to that third time through the order, and you better really be good because they've seen everything you have.
And, boy, as a team, you better really be good this weekend. I think you and I have talked about it. Of the teams, and we haven't seen a lot of the teams, but, boy, they're impressive. Maybe the most impressive we've seen, Tito, to this point?
By far. And we actually beat them 2 out of 3. Mm-hmm. I think we're the only team. But
the last team.
But I love the way they play, and they got a good thing going. They can come at you from a lot of different directions. You know, bullpen is tremendous. They're athletic. They have some switch hitters. They have some power. They can run. But the biggest thing is they really don't stop playing. And you can tell. And it doesn't mean other teams quit, because I don't mean that. But they just have an edge where when you give them a crack, you can feel them coming. I mean, when we beat them at our place, I was glad it was nine innings, because if it was another inning, they might have beat us. So they're a fun team to play because they present so many challenges.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians, Astros next.